Hey, it's Thursday, February 17th. I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour here on RBN for a show we call I Kid You Not. We check the overnight news wires for stories that'll most, in many cases, either go underreported or maybe not reported at all. And yet these stories impact our daily lives every bit as much, if not more, perhaps, than the screaming headlines we hear every day. Many of these stories are, simply put, unbelievable, and so must be prefaced with, I kid you not. Now, this is not a news hour. We invite your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Share your thoughts, your concerns, your opinions on what's going on in this world of ours. So as we say, whoever you are and wherever you may be, within sound of my voice this morning, thanks for joining us here on RBN for the show we call I Kid You Not. If you were with us yesterday, we were discussing the terrible, I mean absolutely disgusting situation that exists along this nation's southern borders. We're over 4,000. Can you imagine that? I knew the number was high. I never realized it was that high. Over 4,000 illegal aliens, including Al-Qaeda terrorists and drug smugglers, are crossing our borders every day. That's unbelievable. With almost a total disregard for the safety of our citizens living along the southern, for the safety of the citizens of this once great nation, the United States of America. This disregard coming from the Bush administration and from a democratically controlled Congress. I mentioned this yesterday. I believe that it can be said that all three branches of our government can be come under the clinical definition of dysfunctional. We have a judicial system that's doing nothing but legislating 5-4 from the bench. We have four good Supreme Court justices, Scalia, Thomas, Alito. There's three of them. Can you think of the fourth one? But these decisions, these dastardly decisions, are all coming down 5-4. Many of them because of justices that were appointed by Bill Clinton. And this is the same Clinton, the same Bill Clinton, and the same Hillary Clinton that occupied 8 years in the White House. He was impeached. And that almost 50% of the people in this country are willing to put back in office. Think about that. So I said yesterday, that keeps me up nights, folks. I don't know about you. But if all of this is left unchecked, let me back up a moment. The fact that the Bush administration and the Congress is doing nothing, really, to nothing of any importance to protect our southern borders is all part of this new world order, quote-unquote, world without borders philosophy. And if it's left unchecked, it's going to lead our nation, in my opinion, down the dustbin of history. It's utter and complete total destruction. What are your thoughts? Get on the telephone this morning, 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, break here. Back in a minute.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne with you here. And we invite you to join in. Get a telephone. Tell us what's on your mind this morning. 800-313-9443. Easy to remember, huh? Well, as I was mentioning a moment ago, I came across a story last night, and it was, and I'll share it with you in a moment, but mentioned that there's over 4,000. Can you imagine that? 4,000 illegal aliens crossing our borders daily. Now, not all of them make it across. Not all of them make it. But you know what? Astonishingly, about 80 to 90% of them do. They just, I suppose, I don't know where they go. Our government has no idea where they are. And George Bush sits there and does nothing about it. And as I said yesterday, this sounds like a far right-wing fanatic is referred to in the media. I'm anything but that. Anything but that. But you know something? What he's doing or what he's not doing, under his guise of whatever a new world order should look like, that he got from his daddy, Bush 41, that's where the term first came up. New World Order. Well, it came back. It came up originally way back in 1776 when the Illuminati brought it up. But that's a program for another day. But they believe in, quote, world without borders. And that's exactly the United Nations position. Borderless nations, one world government, one world religion, which would be secular humanism. I mean, we have so many things on our plate to be concerned about as a sovereign people, who our leaders are, and in this election period, how important it is when we pull that lever for whoever we're voting for. We have to give it some thought. We have to think about what we're doing. And of course, we only have the choice that the shadow government's going to put up for us, don't we? What's the shadow government? Working in television in North Dakota with a newsman who was appointed, you'll go nameless, his name isn't important, But he was all of a sudden one day picked to be the late Senator Quentin Burdick's press secretary. Good man. Good, sound journalist. And so he left, and he went to Washington. And when he came back, did he ever have some stories to tell? And I'll share this with you briefly, where he would tell us that Lyndon Johnson, the bumpkin from Texas, before he would make any decision of any consequence, his favorite statement was, see what the boys downstairs have to say. Who are the boys downstairs? I've mentioned this on this program before. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but if you're not, you should be here. You can check it out for yourself. The CFR and its offshoot, the Trilateral Commission, have their offices directly below the Oval Office in the White House. Now, you're not going to hear about this on Fox News or CNN especially or any of the alphabet networks. They don't want you to know that. But these are the people that pull the strings. These are the same people, the David Rockefellers of this world, that pull the strings and determine what choices you and I are going to have when we walk into that ballot booth, and cast our votes. We don't have much of a choice. Would you agree? Think about it. We do not have much of a choice. The debates, are they telling us anything? Have you watched the debates? Basically, the question revolves around who killed Cock Robin? This person said this, or that person said that. It's just awful. And so we have a situation in this country where if we do not get control of the powers that be, if we're not made aware of it, and that's one of my crusades, if you want to call it that, on this RBN network and on this show, this 1 hour, this precious hour that we have to share with you, where we try to not only entertain you somewhat, but we're not here to entertain, we're here to inform. Not propagandize, as the major media would have it. We're here to inform you with true facts of what's going on. I consider it a responsibility to share the truth of what's going on out there. I know that many of you are already aware of it, and so forth. But look at the choice we have. I mean, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, that's about it, isn't it? Not really much of a choice. And then we have I mentioned before the break about the dysfunctional three branches of government. First of all, we have the judicial branch, where we have judges legislating from the bench. Under the Johnson administration, he appointed Thurgood Marshall to the Supreme Court, who said infamously, the Constitution means anything I want it to mean. That's what he said. I didn't say it. He said it. And that's the attitude these liberal justices have. And don't you think we're going to get more of that in spades if we put the Clintons back in office? I had a story I didn't get to the other day that I was going to share with you about some of the Christmas tree ornaments that the Clintons had on a Christmas tree 1 year. As related by a Marine Corps general, where they had Marine Corps colonels and generals serving Hillary finger sandwiches. That's the contempt these two have for our military. We're at war. The Islamic Jihad sworn all-out war against us. We're at war. I mean, that's. I think sometimes we tend to forget that. This nation is at war. You wouldn't know it if you listen to the Democrats and some of the Republicans, misguided Republicans. We're in big trouble. We're in big trouble right here in River City, aren't we? And it's about time that we come to our senses and really try to do something about it. And that's what this network, RBN, is trying to do. That's what this program tries to do. And hopefully we can succeed. Hopefully we can break through and we can get the message out there. And all the time, of course, that these 4,000 getting back to the southern border, all the time that these 4,000 or so illegals are crossing every day, at least about 70-80% of them are making it, almost unfettered, by a government that is restricting our freedoms willy-nilly under the guise of Homeland Security. Right? I mean, we're frisking 80-year-old women in the airports, but it's not politically correct to single out Middle Eastern people. Now, if that isn't complete, and that's a total lack of common sense. It was Thomas Paine who once said, there's nothing less common than common sense. And it's prevailing. It's a disease in this nation. How a free country, how a free nation, so conceived and so dedicated as Abraham Lincoln once referred to us, can produce the type of politicians this country produces. People who have no real love of country, God or country, that are seeking office for one reason and one reason only, and that's for power. That's what they want. They want to get into positions of power. And we have to be on our guard 24/7 if we're to remain free. Here's a headline for you. Emergency declared at U.S. southern border. This is just a recent story, the last couple of days. Following last week's declaration of states of emergency by the governors of New Mexico and Arizona, done in order to get federal funding to help handle the influx of illegal immigration, one Arizona lawmaker has announced plans to introduce a bill in Congress that would boost enforcement of our porous border. Well, I've got another call. I've got another term for it than porous. It's wide open. Good morning, Carl in Alabama. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Well, you were talking about the New World Order. I'm a Korean War veteran. I picked up a DVD about the documentary about the Korean War.
Bless your heart, sir.
And on that one, Truman Ford MacArthur on this DVD, it's got his speech, and he said, reason I got a Ford MacArthur, I can't let him interfere with the United Nations bringing in a world order. So Truman, he mentioned it. And then Jimmy Carter in his...
Carl, did you have to go ahead and spoil my morning by mentioning him?
Well,
Did you have to go ahead and take that smile off my face this morning?
It goes way back further than Bush or his daddy. It goes way back. But Jimmy Carter, I think Timex puts it out. It's in there. But Jimmy Carter and his inaugural are one of his State of the Union mentioned the New World Order and said the American people, you can probably find that in the archives, would have to lower their standards to go into the New World Order. Jimmy Carter. So it's been
David Rockefeller, Carl, you're absolutely correct. And you know, David Rockefeller is on record as saying the American people are going to have to learn to get along on a lot less of what they produce. That means that they're going to be reducing us down to third world status, and we see it in cities like Miami, cities where a lot of immigrants come in and everything. We see it already beginning, don't we, Carl?
Well, that's what Jimmy Carter said in his inaugural address. Mm-hmm. Did the same thing, Rockefeller. Going back to immigration laws were changed in the 60s. Everything happened in the 60s.
Carl, would you hang on over the break?
Yeah.
Okay. We have Carl in Alabama. And get on the telephone. What's on your mind? 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back, and on the line with me this morning is Carl in Alabama, a Korean War veteran. We thank you so much for your service, Carl. And we're talking about the Truman warning about what's happening, with this New World Order nonsense. Go ahead.
Well, Truman actually was supporting it, but I was going to tell you about the immigration. In the 60s,
sure.
They changed the immigration laws to depopulize the European. And Ted Kennedy pushed it through in the Senate. I forget who you said get all that, but up until then, they only allowed 110,000 immigrants into the country, most of them from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But they upped it to about 600,000, with the bulk of them coming from third world countries. Now it's up over 1 million, and they can bring in 5. So they've that's the reason elections are going crazy. People don't understand it, but with the illegals,
sure,
that they brought in 40 or so million, and the people they brought in from third world countries the last 50 years.
Destroy
the
culture.
They outnumber the American people. There's more. There's about 100 million. It wouldn't even more than in this country over here. Now, that's not counting the 40 million illegal. And they're voting. They're voting in California and New York and Texas and everywhere else.
Sure.
So
Carl,
that's what's happened.
Carl, do you have grandchildren and children?
Yes, sir.
Does it give you a warm, sort of a warm, fuzzy feeling, knowing that their futures will no doubt be determined in this once great nation by illegal aliens?
Well, it's not only Tom Tancredo was right. It's not only illegal, it's illegal that people see that.
You bet. Good. Glad you clarified that. That's a good point.
They brought over 50 million immigrants from third world countries in 40 years, and then you got 40 million and the others they've let in, so it's they depopulate. We can't vote them in or out hardly now.
No.
But anyway, Don, you got a good show, and I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Well, I appreciate you,
Carl.
And we
get the immigration law.
Go ahead.
Then they can get the immigration laws, and you'll find all this. That was part of a deal in the 60s, and that's what they've done to the country, and most people don't even know it.
No, that's for sure. Carl, we always appreciate hearing from you. Your input is well thought out and well received. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Okay, we'll see you.
See you later, Carl. Yeah, Carl's right. You know, and I, you know, if you go back to the Truman administration, Truman was a true Democrat. And that brings up another little sidebar here. Harry Truman was responsible for using the atomic bomb, and that was the only reasonable decision. It saved, they claim that that decision by Harry Truman probably saved as many as 1 million American lives. And now we have limp-wristed professors in universities, high school teachers even, condemning that decision infamously, telling our young people that that was a poor decision. They weren't there then. It saved over 1 million lives, they anticipate. So Harry Truman, the haberdasher from Missouri, was a true Democrat. I don't consider many of these Democrats running as Democrats today as Democrats. I consider them more socialists. Government's a solution for everything. And I mean, socialism is nothing but a national term for communism. Much the same as humanism. That's a religion that's being propagated in our public school system today. You've heard me address this on several shows. I don't think you'll hear this analogy anyplace else. If in fact, which we don't, of course, but if in fact there was such a prohibition in our Constitution against providing for separation of church and state, then you ought to shut down constitutionally. You should shut down every government school, university that's out there today. Why? John Dewey is considered the father of today's modern education, author of Humanist Manifestos 1 and 2, where in Humanist Manifesto 1 he is quoted as saying, "Our job is not to teach Johnny to read or write, but to make of him a change agent or agent of change." Where have you heard that from the Democrats? They're marching to his tune. So, I mean, I don't think any Christian today is safe putting a child in a public school, government school. I mean, there's stories that come across. Sometimes I have time for them, sometimes I don't. I should be leading the hour with these stories where Christian students are being persecuted in our government schools. You'll not hear it on the mainstream alleged media. Those stories are spiked. You and I are not supposed to be aware of this. We're being defeated from within by a philosophy known as secular humanism. And it's a story for... we'll go into this in detail in future shows. And I'm sure you've heard about it on this network. But it's a contagious problem. Separation of church and state, where does it come from? Thomas Jefferson, responding to a question from one of his constituents and he said there ought to be a separation of church and state. And all he ever meant was, are you listening, you beroled black devils on the Supreme Court? Are you listening? All he ever meant was by that statement was that they did not want another Church of England in this country. The same Church of England persecuted our Pilgrim Fathers. We have a break coming up. Get on the telephone, talk to me, 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back. Don Wayne with you until the top of the hours. We are Monday through Friday on a show that we've called I Kid You Not, from 8 until 9 Central Time, where we discuss the stories that may not make the evening news, and yet in more often than not, are going to more critically affect your daily life than the stories that they scream at us with the headlines. But to put just a fine point on this now, when I'm referring to religion, secular humanism is defined as a religion in Humanist Manifesto 1. So what are we doing worshiping at the altar of John Dewey and his secular humanism? Teaching our kids this. That's where evolution and everything comes from. I mean, where are we at? How many people are even aware of it? I know that you as parents care about what your children are learning, but these are all subjects, I suppose, for future shows. We're talking about the southern borders and the dysfunctional branches of government, where they're not responding to the people's wishes. They're making law from the bench and the judicial branch. The Congress is ignoring the will of the people. Over 70%, according to recent polls, of the American people want these borders shut down. Now you got McCain running around, and all of a sudden he's a convert, telling us that he's going to put that as priority one. And no doubt he would if he's elected. But then, once they're in here, he's going to keep them in here. I say send them all home. The government admits to 12 million of them, and there are experts out there, not just me. I have no way of determining this any more so than the government agencies do. But if they admit to 12 million, wouldn't you say that there's every likelihood that there could be as many as 25 to 40 million illegals running around loose in this country? And it has to be stopped. Unless it's stopped, this country cannot endure. The country will not survive multiculturalism, as they preach in these universities. What is multiculturalism? It means that you've got people from all different cultures, supposedly a melting pot of America, but we melted around a basic religion, Christianity. When you start introducing Buddha and you start introducing Islam into this nation, mosques and so forth, it's not going to work. Oil and water do not mix, sorry to say. But somebody forgot to tell these politicians that. George Bush, for example, has no knowledge of the Middle East. If he did, he would understand that Islam and democracy are mutually exclusive. Like oil and water, they don't mix. I mean, you can offer democracy to a Muslim all day long, and it's strictly contrary to their religion. Now, that's pretty basic. That's basic 101. And yet, we're shedding our precious blood and treasure in that sandbox called the Middle East to force democracy on a people that has no clue and no interest in it. Tell me where I'm wrong. Call me at 800-313-9443. We continue along here. There's a study out. The Pew Hispanic Center estimates now that while about 140,000 illegal immigrants came over the border each year in the 1980s, more than 70,000 did so in 2004. Somebody hit the phone. Southwestern sites, take that outside. Southwestern states are being hit particularly hard, are they not? Now, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson declared at a state of emergency in four counties along the U.S.-Mexican border last week because of what he called a chaotic situation existing there involving illegal alien smuggling, murder, and drug shipments. Chaotic situation. The former congressman from Arizona, and Clinton administration official, says the federal government has done very little to help his state's plight. Well, that's no news to anyone. It has promised $1.5 million to fight crime in those counties that are most effective in the state of New Mexico. Some of that money is earmarked to go toward boosting law enforcement numbers at the border. And he goes on to say that he believes that when you have traffic of illegal drugs, illegal aliens, when we have kidnappings, murders, when you've got cattle mutilations, he says what's happening in my state must be stopped. Are you listening, White House? Are you listening, George Bush? I hope so, because the future of this great nation is at stake. Here's some updates. A report cited by the Washington Times says that the FBI warned Homeland Security, the CIA, and the Defense Intelligence Agency were warned in May of 2007 that 60 Afghan and Iraqi terrorists were to be smuggled into the United States through underground tunnels with high-powered weapons to attack the Arizona Army base with high-powered weapons. The base is Fort Huachuca, which happens to be the largest U.S. intelligence training center. According to the FBI advisory, each Middle Easterner has paid Mexican drug lords anywhere from $20,000 to $25,000 or the equivalent in weapons for the cartel's assistance in smuggling them and their weapons through tunnels along the border into the United States. And also, according to the same article, Fort Huachuca modified their security arrangements in light of this new threat. The article does not say what, if any, other actions have been taken to prevent any future attacks. So there you have it on that. So, I mean, the stories go on and on. There's an unlimited amount of events that are taking place along our southern borders that should not be. They should be, the federal government should be, and the state governments, I'm sure, should be doing much more to protect our southern borders. Concern is growing at the top levels of government about the U.S.-Mexican border becoming a back door, which it's already become, for terrorists entering the United States. While al-Qaeda infiltration across the nation's southern border has been a constant concern. Ever since 9/11, U.S. officials cite recent intelligence giving the most definitive evidence that that terrorists are planning to use all of these as entry points, if they have not already. And yet, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, actually, nothing is being done to secure our southern borders. Now, how important is that? Are we harping away at a subject here that has been pretty well discussed and explored? Probably. And yet nothing is being done about it. That's the concern that we as a people must have if we're to retain anything resembling the United States of America. Here's an article, comes from Fox News. Violent assaults on the men and women who protect America's southern border are on the rise, it says. Talking to a Border Patrol agent down there, he says, a man with an AK-47 threw a burst of rounds through the door of the white pickup truck and then drew his fire out to us. He said, I kind of look at stuff differently now. That's quoting this Border Patrol agent. When cars on the south side coming down, anytime I make a vehicle stop, he said, I shudder. I have in the back of my mind, what if this guy has a gun? If they have a gun, they have no reservations as far as using it. They can always run back into Mexico, home free, and so on. So that's sort of what's happening. And all under the watch of a Republican administration. If this was under a Democrat administration, some of it might be understandable, but under a Republican administration, where we're supposed to protect the sovereignty and the integrity of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's what they swear, that's what they raise their right arm to when they're sworn into office. I swear, protect this nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I'm afraid that they are going against their very oath of office when they refuse to do anything to protect this nation against what amounts to nothing more or less than an invasion from the south. Sure, we've had, let's give credit where credit's due. We haven't had another 9/11, thank God. That hasn't occurred in this nation. And some of that has to do with policies of the Bush administration, I'm sure. But then what good does it do to put out all these homeland security restrictions on our freedoms and so forth and under the guise of protecting our freedom and then do nothing about closing the southern border because of some phony preconceived idea that somehow we should live in a borderless world? According to George Bush, somewhere along the line, he's quoted as saying that America's an idea more than a place. And we have a shadow government to contend with. We have had since 1913 in this country. Anyway, a committee. That's what we need, another committee, huh? A line in the sand confronting the threat at our southwest border. Key findings of the committee. Share them a little bit with you. It's a frightening and, yes, eye-opening. This is what the committee's saying. It's frightening and, yes, eye-opening, a House committee account of the failure of our government to protect us. Well, that's what I've been saying for this entire hour just about. The failure of our government to protect us. Why, you ask? Well, it's a good question. There's no ready answer for that one. Hundreds of thousands, that's right, hundreds of thousands slip across the border. They don't capture them. Between 70 and 90% of them they don't capture that are crossing illegally. You can do the math. Now, if the Border Patrol and ICE, that's formerly INS, agents have captured tens of thousands of so-called special interest aliens, many of whom are members of terrorist organizations or people receiving documentation from nations like Venezuela, Costa Rica, etc., etc., the actual numbers missed is in the absolute hundreds of thousands, and nobody knows for sure what the number is. He goes on to say, plenty of grist for the American-housed jihadist program. Now, note the term OTMs. Have you read the term OTMs and so forth? OTMs meaning other than Mexican nationals. And typically, these are South American or Middle Eastern or Caribbean transients using Central or South America, and Mexico is their route into the United States. So, and again, we're doing nothing at all about that. I had a caller the other day, and they said, well, we can just issue them Social Security cards and so forth. Fraudulent documents in this nation, it may come as no surprise to most of you, fraudulent documents in this country, producing them is a $50 billion, with a B, $50 billion a year enterprise. So we're being attacked from within and without. And what's the oath of office the President of the United States takes when he enters the highest office? He says, I swear to defend this nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. On that premise alone, I offer to you this possibility. On that basis alone, if we indeed were a nation of enlightened people, Jefferson said an enlightened people cannot be enslaved. If we were in fact a nation of enlightened people, we would already be insisting that impeachment proceedings be started against the Bush administration for not defending this country, for not protecting our southern border. That's an impeachable offense. And when I say that, I say it reluctantly because I know that some of you are thinking, well, gee, he's a far right wing fanatic or something. No, I'm not. I'm just quoting the Constitution. How else can you interpret it? All enemies, foreign and domestic. And we're simply not doing that. There's another story that I came across that really sickens me. It sickens me to even think about it. And it has to do with the agent that is being, the two agents that while they were protecting your security were given jail sentences, 10 and 12 years. And Ignacio Ramos, one of those, his wife, having visited him, says he's lost 30-plus pounds. He's emaciated. He was beaten up to within an inch of his life in prison. What's he in prison for? For firing, not killing, but firing on illegal immigrants attempting to bring marijuana and other drugs into this country. I mean, gosh, dare I say it? I kid you not. You know, I don't make this stuff up. It's really atrocious what's happening in this nation of ours. And we have to become aware, as responsible citizens of this free country, once free country, our freedoms are being eroded daily as we speak. We're nowhere near as free in this nation today as we were yesterday, and we were nowhere near as free yesterday as the day before, and you can keep going back and back and back as far as you want to, especially with this Homeland Security nonsense. So many of the rules that are passed to protect our liberty are denying it. It was Ben Franklin who said, any man who would sacrifice security for liberty deserves neither security nor liberty. Well said, Mr. Franklin. If only we could have the same mindset as our founders had when they turned over this great constitutional republic we call the United States of America to us and to our care. And now we have almost half of the people in this country that are willing to return to office, the Clintons. That should keep you awake nights. Does me. I say it over and over again. There's some information that I'm privy to here. Now, you know, I mean, I can share it with you on another show that exposes the Clintons for who they are. Basically, they're communists. Boy, that really puts me in the far right wing category, doesn't it? They were over in Rome, Italy, one time when he was governor of Arkansas, and one enterprising. We've got a break coming up. Back in a moment, 800-313-9443, that's our number. Join in the conversation, Don Wayne, back in a moment.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, to sort of put a fine point here on our discussion this morning on the open southern borders in this nation, nothing seems to be improving down there. And I'm not very optimistic that it will. But it seems that drug cartels operating along the southwestern U.S. border are a country unto themselves, with intelligence capabilities, weaponry, communications equipment that far exceed the resources made available to the local law enforcement in the United States. This according to sheriffs who have organized a new border security coalition. Sheriff Leo Samaniego of El Paso County, Texas, said that the same infrastructure that facilitates illegal immigration from Mexico creates enormous opportunities for heavily armed criminal enterprises like drug cartels and terrorists. Duh. A lot of people make their living transporting illegal aliens, he goes on to say. And now listen to this as a kicker. Sheriff's deputies are advised to back off when they see well-armed individuals from cartels and other criminal organizations. They're advised to back off. Now, Sheriff Gonzalez of Zapata County, Texas, has been in touch with a number of informants familiar with the drug cartel operations, and they tell me what we have are water guns, as he put it, when compared with what the drug cartels are using against us. Does that tell you that we are serious about protecting our southern border? Does that tell you that the United States of America is prepared to prevent this invasion from the south from going on another day? Of course not. Our Border Patrol agents are being told to back off. Hey, if they're armed, don't confront them. Back off. That's what a sovereign nation does to protect its borders. One last thing here before we wrap it up for today. Yesterday I mentioned that John McCain technically may not be, or at least this is what the article that I was quoting from, John McCain technically was not eligible to become president of the United States. Why? Well, it seems he was born in a U.S. Naval hospital in the Panama Canal Zone, which is not part of the United States any longer. And as such, according to our own description of which, any person is born in, for example, a Panama Canal Zone is not considered a U.S. citizen. Well, my thanks to Dan McCoy, listener, he emailed, and he sort of straightened us out on that. He says, in most cases, one is a U.S. citizen if both of the following are true. Both parents were U.S. citizens at the time of the child's birth, and at least one parent lived in the United States prior to the child's birth. A person's record of birth abroad, if registered with a U.S. consulate or embassy, is proof of his or her citizenship, and he or she may apply for a passport or a certificate of citizenship to have his or her citizenship recognized. Naturalized citizen, he said, is completely different. And then he ends by saying, unfortunately, McCain qualifies. Thank you, Dan, for sharing that with us. Well, we're rapidly running out of time in this hour. Today has been devoted to our southern border crisis. What's happening, or better said, what's not happening to prevent illegal aliens by the thousands, literally the thousands, over 4,000 per day. When I heard that number, I was just dumbfounded. How we can allow this to continue? How we can allow this to continue to happen in this country? The Minutemen, thank God for them. They're down there doing everything they possibly can do. No thanks to Governor Bill Richardson, the one-time Democrat candidate for the presidency. He doesn't want them involved. He doesn't want, you know, because liberalism and freedom are mutually exclusive. Oil and water, they don't mix. I'm Don Wayne. Thank you for joining us this hour. I kid you not. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 8 o'clock.